You know, when you have special days like today, and you pray and you ask God to move and help come up with a great sermon, and thank God what Jackie put on the church sign about, you know, only God can love you more than your mama. Amen. But as I was praying and asking God about this message, the Lord just kind of laid this on my heart. And it's a Mother's Day message, but I want you to listen real close, okay? And I'll preach to the mamas and to the daddies. Sinner or saint? Which one are you? Matthew chapter 6, if you're there, say amen. Look at verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Perez and Sarah of Tamar. And Perez begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Abram. And Abram begat Abinadab, and Abinadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon. Salmon begat Boaz of Rachab, which is Rachel, or Rahab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, so much for your blessings. And I pray right now, Lord, you'd move in the church. God, I pray, God, you'd help me to preach this. God, I need your help. God, I need you to move in my life, Lord. I need your help to preach this. God, I can't do it on my own, Lord. And God, I pray most of all that the Holy Ghost move through this building. Speak to hearts, God. Speak to moms and dads, God, and help us right now, Lord. Whatever's done, we'll lift up Jesus in Jesus' name, amen. In these few verses right here, we have four women that are not of good reputation. We've said this before. They were not of good reputation, and who are in the line of Jesus. Let's just be honest, okay? You ain't always been sitting in church on Sunday morning. You ain't always been sitting in here with your nice suit on and you're not smelling good and looking good. And I'm not only talking to some of us hard-headed men. I mean, we got some ladies, amen. Y'all weren't born saved like you think you were. The Bible, as I was studying this, the word grace, it means the freely given, unmerited favor and the love of God. You know what mercy means? Mercy means compassion or pity shown toward an offender. Amen. You have four women in this passage of Scripture that were not of good reputation. They were not good. They were not good girls. But God got a hold to them and put them in the line of Jesus. Amen. We got Tamar. Tamar fooled her father-in-law into getting her pregnant. She had a child, and we're not going to try to go into all these stories. Then you got Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite. She was a false religion. Then you got Bathsheba. We know what Bathsheba and King David did. And then we got Rahab. The word Rahab right there, Ra is the name of the Egyptian sun god. And also, she was a Amorite, which means she worshiped false gods. This was not a good lady. And I'll get into this in just a little bit, but she knew enough to know that God was going to destroy Jericho. If you go back to Joshua chapter 2, verse 9 through 13, we read that about how that she had said unto the people, the spies, that when they come into the land, that she wanted them to save her and her home and her family. And I'm not going to go back and read all that scripture, but you know, when we come to Rahab, how do we compare to Rahab? Now, don't you think about some things. Number one, Rahab had a past. Amen. 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 We all got a past. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want you to know everything, Clint, that I did in my past. Amen. If y'all knew everything that I've done in my past, you wouldn't want me to be the pastor of the church. Amen. If you knew everything that I've done since I got saved, you wouldn't want me to be the pastor of the church. And but don't shake your head like you ain't like you all that. If I knew everything that you did, I might not want you to be a member of the church. Amen. But Rahab had a past. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, set out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go and view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Joshua chapter 6, verse 17. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein unto the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live. Joshua chapter 6, verse 25. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. James chapter 2, verse 25. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works. Five times in the Bible, she is called a harlot. Now understand something. The Hebrew word zona in the Old Testament and the Greek word porne in the New Testament both means harlot. The Bible does not try to hide what she was. That's why I like the Bible. The Bible just tells it like it is. We got so much junk about political correctness now, you know, you're not supposed to use the word harlot anymore. Maybe a lady of the evening. I'm just going to tell you what the Bible said. Amen. I'm just telling. She did not have a good reputation. I mean, a lot of people over the years, Brother Charlie, have done their best. David, and I know you've studied this some. A lot of people over the years have done their very best to try to say that Rahab was not a harlot. A lot of them tries to, you know, the Bible says that her house was in the wall of the city and that people would lodge there. A lot of people have tried to say over the years, Brother Ed, that she was an innkeeper. The Bible says she was a harlot. She had a past, and you do too. But you got to understand something. Five times, Jackie, the Bible says she was a harlot. But five is the number of grace, amen? And when you get to thinking about grace, and you get to thinking about where you were, and you get to thinking about where God's got you at right now, somebody ought to shout, amen? Aren't you glad that you're not what you used to be? She had a past, but my Lord, we all got a past. Every last one of us has got a past. What? Nobody. The Bible does not give us a reason, Brother Robert, why she was like she was. The Bible don't say why she was like she was. The Bible just says what she was. Let me ask you a question. What are some of the reasons that you were like you were? What was the reasoning behind that first drink that you took? What was the reasoning behind that first drugs that you took? What was the reasoning behind that first act of fornication that you did? There was a reason, but we've all got a past. And I don't care what the past is, Wes. It don't matter what your past is. If it's covered by the blood, amen, then glory to God, you ain't got to worry about the past. She had a past, but let's look at the person that she was. Somewhere that she found out about God. She told them what their God had did at the Red Sea. I thought about it as I was studying it. She saw judgment coming. And she said, I got to make a change. She saw Joshua chapter 2, verse 11 through 12 says, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, as I have showed you kindness, that you will show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Glory to God. She was worried about what was getting ready to happen. She was worried about the future. She was worried about the judgment that was coming. That's the reason I got saved. Amen. I didn't want to go to hell. That's the only reason I got saved. I didn't get saved so I could become a preacher. I didn't get saved so I could join the church. I didn't get saved so I could have a prayer answered. I got saved that night because I didn't want to go to hell. Thank God for all the fringe benefits that God has given us along the way. Thank God for all the prayers that he's answered. But glory to God, I knew judgment was coming and I didn't want to go to hell. Amen. She saw judgment coming and she did something about it. How do you know she got saved? But she, Brother David, she wasn't only worried about herself, she's worried about her family. Amen. She was worried about her family. Verse 13, and you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that have that and deliver our lives from death. How did she show the armies of Israel that she was going to, that she was a true token? Now, I'm not going to go back and read it, but the Bible says there was a scarlet rope that she hung out the window, Cam, and that was going to be the sign when they came into that city. And that was the sign when they came into that city. When you see the scarlet rope, everybody in that house is saved. Yeah. And if you go back and study, that scarlet robe, that scarlet thread runs all the way through the Bible, Ronnie. And what it is, it's the blood of Jesus. That's how Rahab got saved. That's how you going to get saved. And if you got saved any other way than the blood of Jesus, you ain't saved. Amen. Hey, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's how she got saved. That's one of the reasons that I know that she was saved. It's always she was a changed woman. Now let's look at the parent she turned out to be. Matthew chapter 1 verse 5 says, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rachab, which is Rahab. Her husband, Salmon, right there. History says that. Now I want to preface this by saying history says. I can't find it in the Bible, but history says. History says, Wes, that Salmon was one of the two spies that came in and spied out Jericho. We know that he went in. She hid him in the house. She hid him on the roof. And we know that Salmon, he knew who this woman was. He knew her past and loved her anyway. My God, I feel preaching now. He knew who she was and loved her anyway. He knew her reputation and loved her anyway. He knew everybody else was going to talk about her and loved her anyway. Aren't you glad that God loved you? God knew your past and loved you anyway. God knew your reputation and loved you anyway. Hey, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God knew, but God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He knows your past. He knows everything about you. He knows the stuff that if we broadcast it in this church, you would be ashamed, hide your face, and run out of the building and loved you anyway. I'm telling you right now, what kind of love did this man have for this woman? I know, and I'm not even going to try to get into, maybe she was a beautiful woman. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He knew who she was and loved her anyway. I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be honest with you. If I told you everything that I'd done over my lifetime, some of you wouldn't love me. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. I ain't always been a preacher. But thank God you ain't the judge. And thank God I ain't got an answer to you. All I know is he loved me anyway. He loved me anyway. She became a godly woman. How do you know that? Because she is in the line of Jesus. She had a son named Boaz. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rachab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. And Obed begat Jesse, King David's great-granddad. This was King David's great-grandmother. Why was David a great man? Because he had great men to learn from. Why was David a great man? Because he had great women to learn from. No doubt, they sat around the table one day, and Obed was talking about his grandmama, and Obed might have been talking about his mama, and he said, let me tell you what my granddaddy did. My granddaddy found this girl, and he loved her anyway. Everybody else said, don't marry her, but my granddaddy said, I'm going to marry her. And and look what God's got in store for him. Hey, out of all this going on, God brought forth a king. And out of all this going on, God brought forth a Savior, and his name is Jesus. So don't you worry about your past. Don't you worry about what people might think of you. Hey, you, when you come down to this altar, glory to God, the ground is level at the cross, and I ain't got to confess to you, and you ain't got to confess to me, and you ain't got to tell me everything that you done, and I ain't going to tell you everything that I done. All I got to do is call out on him, ask him to cover me with his blood, ask him to save me from my sins, amen, and he'll do it, amen. That's what the Bible says. She became the woman that God knew she could be. Now listen. This is one of the most serious questions I'm asked today. Are you the woman or are you the mother that God knows you can be? Are you the husband or are you the daddy that God knows you can be? I didn't ask you, was you a good daddy? I didn't ask you that. David is a great daddy. David is a godly man. I believe David's a great husband. I believe David, I got all the confidence in the world in David. But is David what God knows David could be? I'll be honest with you. When I asked myself this question as I was studying, the answer was no.
Amen.
D, are you what God wants you to be? Are you the daddy God wants you to be? Are you the husband God wants you to be? I didn't ask you, was you a good husband, Clint? Bert, I didn't ask you, was you a good mama? I asked you, are you the mama God wants you to be? See, every sermon ought to make you think. Every sermon ought to get your attention. Whether you're a daddy or a mama, or whether you're a young, are you the teenager God wants you to be? Are you the teenager God knows you can be? Are you the grandmama or granddaddy that God knows you can be? See, that's the question. Don't compare yourself to me. Don't compare yourself to David. I said, I got all the confidence in the world. I got all the confidence in the world of Tony. I got all the confidence in the world in Brother Robert. And I believe with all my heart, good godly men. I believe that with all my, I got all, and Skip and Brian and Brother Ed, good godly men. But are you, I want to challenge you today. Are you, Sarge, what God knows you can be? Mike, are you what God knows you can be? Cam, are you what God knows you can be? Kayla, are you what God knows you can be? That's the question. Don't worry about it. I mean, she became the woman that God knew she could be. Glory to God. I mean, from a harlot to heaven. Amen. I can't prove it, but I know she was in the line of King David. I thought about from a prostitute to a princess. Glory to God. Hey, only God can do that. Can't nobody else do that. Amen. Only God can get you to where you're at today from where you used to be in your past.
Amen.
Sinner or saint, I want to be the man that God knows I can be. I don't want to be known as just a good man. I don't want to be known as a good preacher. I don't want to be known as a good husband. I don't want to be known as a good daddy and a good granddad. I want to be known as he was what God thought he could be. That's the parent she was. Now let's look at the pattern she lived by, and I'm going to come to a close. James chapter 2, verse 25. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. People saw how she lived. They saw how she lived. They were watching her. She actually betrayed her own people to become what she was. In other words, she turned her back on the flesh. She turned her back on her past. She turned her back on all those old friends. Some of y'all need to listen right here where I'm preaching. I'm preaching a lot better than your amen. She turned her back on all them old friends. She turned her back on all them old habits. She turned her back on all them false gods that she was worshiping. And she said, I'm going to live for the one true God. Hey, she was like Ruth, glory to God. Ruth told Naomi, said, where you go, I go. Your God's going to be my God. Your people's going to be my people. Where you die, I'm going to die. You got to have a made up mind. Why? Because all them little eyes are watching you.
Amen.
That's good.
My daughter just got up and sang. She's got five girls. My son's out of town. My daughter-in-law's here today. Hunter is sitting here today. All them little eyes is watching mama and daddy. And they know. Let me tell you something. You can fool the preacher. You ain't going to fool your kids. Your kids see you when you get angry. Your kids watch you when you lose your temper. They know how you are. The pattern you live by. Now let's look at the prospect of the future. And I want the choir and the band to come back up. We're going to do Graves in the Garden for invitation. She didn't know. Listen to me now. She didn't know when she hung that scarlet rope, Dallas, out of that window. She didn't know what she was doing. Or she knew what she was doing, but she didn't know how God was going to impact her life. From a sinner to a saint, the past was wiped away. Her name will always be mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus. Amen. She didn't realize that day. She didn't realize that day, D, that she was gonna get married and she was gonna bring forth the best king that Israel would ever know. She had no idea about that. All she wanted to do was get saved.
Amen.
Now, I ain't going to do like Chucky. I ain't going to ask ages. I'm about 30 years ago, I'll just start right there. You and Sister Nancy had a little girl. That little girl is what got you back in church. But you had no idea back then that that little girl was going to get married, and the man she was going to marry would be a deacon in this church. I had no idea. In 1986, in a hospital in Orangeburg, South Carolina, when that little girl was born, what God had in store. Folks, I'm just telling you, the future looks good for us Christians. Amen. You raise them in the right way, and watch what God can do. I want you to bow your heads before we get ready to sing.